Your job is you, Lisa Nicholas. Inside relationships, it's important to first understand who's coming into the relationship and not just your partner. You need to understand yourself first. James Ray. How can you ever expect anyone else to enjoy your company if you don't enjoy your own company? And so again, the law of attraction or the secret is about bringing that into your life. You've got to get really, really clear. Here's a question I would ask you to consider. Do you treat yourself the way you want other people to treat you? When you do not treat yourself the way you want others to treat you, you can never change the way things are. Your actions are your powerful thoughts, so if you do not treat yourself with love and respect, you are emitting a signal that is saying you are not important enough, worthy enough, or deserving. That signal will continue to be broadcast, and you will experience more situations of people not treating you well. The people are just the effect. Your thoughts are the cause. You must begin to treat yourself with love and respect and emit the signal that get on that frequency. Then the law of attraction will move the entire universe and your life will be full of people who love and respect you. Many people have sacrificed themselves for others, thinking when they sacrifice themselves, they are being a good person. Wrong. To sacrifice yourself can only come from thoughts of absolute lack, because it is saying, there is not enough for everyone, so I will go without. Those feelings do not feel good and will eventually lead to resentment. There is abundance for everybody and it is each person's responsibility to summon their own desires. You cannot summon for another person because you cannot think and feel for another. Your job is you. When you make feelings good a priority, that magnificent frequency will radiate and touch everyone close to you. Dr. John Gray, you become a solution for you. Don't point to another person and say, now you owe me and you need to give me more. Instead, give more to yourself. Take time off to give to yourself and in a sense to fill yourself up to fullness, to where now you can overflow in giving. To acquire love, fill yourself up with it until you become a magnet. Charles Hennell. Many of us were taught to put ourselves last, and as a consequence, we attracted feelings of being unworthy and undeserving. As those feelings lodged within us, we continued to attract more life situations that had us feel more unworthy and not enough. You must change that thinking. Undoubtedly, to some, the idea of giving so much love to self will seem very cold, hard, and unmerciful. Still, this matter may be seen in a different light when we find that looking out for number one, as directed by the infinite, is really looking out for number two and is indeed the only way to permanently benefit number two. Francis Mulford. Unless you fill yourself up first, you have nothing to give anybody. Therefore, there is imperative that you tend to you first. Attend to your joy first. People are responsible for their own joy. When you tend to your joy and do what makes you feel good, you are a joy to be around and you are a shining example to every child and every person in your life. When you are feeling joy, you don't even have to think about giving. It is a natural overflow. Lisa Nicholas, I got into many relationships expecting my partner to show me my beauty because I didn't see my own beauty. When I was growing up, My heroes or my sheroes were the Bionic Woman, Wonder Woman, and Charlie's Angel. And while they are wonderful, they didn't look like me. It wasn't until I fell in love with Lisa. I fell in love with my mocha skin, my full lips, my round hips, my curly black hair. It wasn't until that happened that the rest of the world was able to fall in love with me as well. The reason you have to love you is because it is impossible to feel good if you don't love you. When you feel bad about yourself, you are blocking all the love and all the good that the universe has for you. When you feel bad about yourself, it feels as though you are sucking the life out of you, because all of your good on every single subject, including health, wealth, and love, is on the frequency of joy and feeling good. The feeling of having unlimited energy and an amazing feeling of health and wellness are all on the frequency of feeling good. When you don't feel good about you, you are on a frequency that is attracting more people, situations, and circumstances that will continue to make you feel bad about you. You must change your focus and begin to think about all the things that are wonderful about you. Look for the positives in you. As you focus on those things, the law of attraction will show you more great things about you. You attract what you think about. All you have to do is begin with one prolonged thought of something good about you, and the law of attraction will respond by giving you more like thoughts. Look for the good things about you. Seek and you shall find.